running out of time on this part of the show. A full bulletin of news, travel and weather for you at 5. Meantime, it was a play so controversial that the very mention of it was banned in society in Norway when it was first performed in the 19th century. So what then was the reaction in these liberal days of the noughties and the new century when Henrik Ibsen's A Doll's House recently appeared at the Connaught Theatre in Worthing? We sent along our reporter Claire Bradford to find out more.
Firstly, I love the theatre, but also because I studied it as part of my A-level, so I also had a bit of an interest there going into it. So I just wanted to see what it was like on stage as opposed to just reading it.
I felt it educated me watching it, and I really enjoyed it, yeah.
Just so outstanding sort of a story, and I just thought it'd be a smart thing to see, really. Absolutely outstanding it was. Truly.
My husband was the one that really wanted to come and see it. I didn't have a clue what it was about, but I'm really glad I did come to see it, actually, because I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I do think a lot of it is still very relevant now.
And if those reactions have whetted your appetite, the play will soon be appearing at the Yvonne Arno Theatre in Guildford. More details on how you can get along and see that shortly. But first, let's hear more about the production from actor Felicity Rees, who plays the lead role of Nora.
Obviously, a lot has changed in the last 150 years since the play was written, but there's a lot of things which are still the same. I think the relationship between Nora, who I play in the play, and her husband Torvald, is a very interesting relationship. There's a real kind of power thing going on, and Torvald's quite domineering as a husband, and Nora herself is also quite manipulative to him. She uses her feminine ways to get her own way. So I think there are relationships like that around today. I think that I don't want to give away the ending of the play. That's the problem with people who want to come and see it. But what happens at the end of the play, I think, is definitely still very shocking today. And I think there will still be people leaving the theatre going, gosh, did she really do that? And it will cause a lot of debate.
Yes, because apparently in Norway at the time, it was actually a forbidden subject at dinner parties.
Yeah,
and
people
like
used to, on their invitations to social gatherings, they'd say right on it, do not mention Ibsen's A Doll's House, because it was such a big, you know, politics, religion and A Doll's House. Wow. The three things you shouldn't talk about in polite society, because it was very, very controversial at the time.
And Nora changes a lot during the show,
she
doesn't
does,
she?
Yes.
She starts out, like you say, using her womanly wiles and all of those sorts of things and being quite manipulative. But towards the end, again, not to give away too much, because she becomes quite steely and determined.
Yes.
How does that present, or does it present a problem as an actor to change so much but be in the same character during the course of a play?
I would say it's not as much a problem as a challenge,
yeah.
Which is always great for an actor. So, I mean, it's brilliant for me. I mean, it's one of the most fantastic parts that was ever written for an actress, so it's a real honour to be able to play Nora. But it's great. You have to go through that transformation in the space of 2 hours on stage. It is a challenge, but that's why I'm an actor, I guess. You know, you want to challenge yourself and you want to stretch yourself. And to go on that journey every night is very, very tiring.
I can
and
imagine.
Emotionally draining.
And you're on stage for 2 hours.
Yes.
The whole play,
pretty
more or
much,
less.
Yeah. There's one scene which Nora isn't in.
That must be quite, like you say, draining.
Yes.
For every evening.
It is. But I often think of it like I'm on stage and people come through that front door into Nora's house. And you just have to kind of go with it, I suppose, you know. You're kind of taken along, and other people affect Nora. I think Nora's always there in the doll's house, and other people come through the door with different energies and different wants and objectives, and they change her, I think. So you just have to let yourself go along on that journey, really.
You translated the script from Norwegian, is that right?
Yes.
Was that you as a company?
It was myself and Adam Redmayne, who plays Torvald. We did a literal translation, first of all. The play is actually written in Riksmål, which is a kind of dialect of Danish, doesn't really exist anymore, so that was quite problematic to get the translation in the first place. It's more like Danish, actually, because Norwegian, as we know it now, didn't exist until the kind of very end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century. So the first thing we did was we did a literal translation. We got the original script, which Ibsen wrote, and I worked with Norwegian language advisor on translating the script and literally went through it word for word. And then Adam Redmayne and I, Adam, who plays Torvald, went through and rewrote it. And because obviously when you translate something literally, it's very stilted and it's not really actable.
Yes.
You can't stand up and present that. So then we went through and did countless drafts going through it and improvising around the lines, thinking, how would this character say that? Well, that's what they're wanting to say. How would they say it?
A lot of people talk about the role of women in this show, but it has also been said that it's not just about women, but it's about men and women all being trapped by society in some way. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. I mean, I think the character of Torval, who Adam Redmayne plays, I think he's also quite trapped in this patriarchal society that he, you know, he's very much part of. He's trapped by this idea of Victorian honour. He says to Nora towards the end of the play that there's no man who would sacrifice his honour for the person that he loves. So this sense of male honour was a massive thing, I think, at the time. Mm. So I think he is very much also a victim of the patriarchal society that he's living in. I also think that at the end of the 19th century, there was a lot of change going on. You've had the Industrial Revolution, and you're going towards a new century. And I think that was very exciting, but it was also very scary for a lot of people.
Yes,
I think people who are part, the men in particular, and the people who clung to that old Victorian patriarchal society were terrified by the turn of the century, that, you know, the class system was starting to shake and wobble. Yeah, I think that it was a very scary time for men as well.
And it was difficult for them to define themselves as well.
Where was their role? Yeah. Where was their role when everything was changing in society? And Torval really clings to that, and eventually that's what ruins his relationship, unfortunately, in the play. So I think he's as much a victim as Nora.
Felicity Reese there talking to Claire Bradford about A Doll's House, which will be at the Yvonne Arno Theatre in Guildford on Tuesday the 4th and Wednesday the 5th of November. To book tickets or for more information about the play, give them a call on the Guildford number 01483 440 00, or go online to www.uktouringtheatre.co.uk. That address once more, www.uktouringtheatre.co.uk.